Bueno,
Okay, Simen Nun Zayin Hilchos Brachos Sivov. So we're talking about if they bring you more food when you're eating. Can you get guys a little quieter, please? Shh, fellows. Sorry. So yesterday we were talking about what bracha you have to make, or do you have to make a bracha when they bring you more food? And so we were talking about if it's in your own house. So now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues. This calls us leMaria leBaAdam Oichel Bishaloi. This was talking about if somebody's eating in his own house, and you know he knows he has food in the cabinet or in the refrigerator, and he may want to eat it. So then it's dependent on whether the food is still in front of him, whether he had it in mind, etc., etc. Avalim hu Oichel Eitzel Chaveroi. But if he's eating by a friend's house, kiman sheberech al min echad, once you make a bracha on one type of food in your friend's house, partu kol ma shivu, like that exempts you from anything that's going to be brought to him. Afilo ein lo oid ma rishonim, even if there's no food that was originally there, ta kol toli b'das b'al habayis, because your everything is dependent on the das of the b'al habayis, right? Meaning, you go to somebody's house, you make shakol, and you have in mind anything that he brings out. So even though you don't know what he's going to bring out, but since you're relying on him, so then that's what you do. Achim nimlach mamish. But if you taka change your mind mamish, meaning you decide that you're not eating anymore. So then az tzarach levaruch shenis, and then he brings out more food. And you say, oh, I didn't know you're bringing that out. So then you would have to make another bracha. Let's say the balabayas didn't have das to bring out anymore, meaning he was done. But then the guest said, you have any more? And then he goes and he changes his mind, meaning the balabayas changes his mind, brings out more. They also don't need to beg a bracha, because the guests have it in their dash, a balabayas mustama yitulam kotzarkum. Then Mustamad of Balabayas will give them whatever it is that they needed. So it comes out very interesting. And the Mefarshim say that in this case, the Balabayas will have to make a new bracha. Right? The Balabayas in his head is done. They finished the last course, and he's done. Then they're sitting around, and then one of the guests asks for a drink. So the Balabayas says, sure, he goes and brings him a drink. So if the Balabayas decides to drink from it, he needs to make a new bracha because he's in control and he was not planning on drinking anymore. But the guests, they just assumed whatever they're going to ask for, they're going to get. So therefore, they would not have to make a new brach. Zayin, Mishabel Asuda, Manasal Lekoizu Berachalav. Let's say he comes to a Suda, and they give him a cup to drink from, and he makes a brach of Archashuv, Nasal Lekoizus. And then afterwards, they go and they give him more Koizus. Sema Minigu Kain. If that's the Minig, meaning you don't just give somebody one drink, you bring him out multiple drinks. Mistama Isadaita El Kulam. Then we could assume that his das is on all of them, and he does not have to make any more brachas, because that's the das. The das is that you're given multiple drinks. But if it's not the derech to take multiple drinks, then normally you go to somebody's house, he gives you one drink, and that's it. So then that's it. Simen Nunches din birchas hareach uba yudal seifim. So the dinim of making brachas on smells. So the same way, a person is not allowed to benefit from this world, not from food and not from drink, before he makes a bracha. You're not allowed to get hanah from a smell before you make a bracha. Right? The neshama is going to praise. What is the neshama benefit from? Ve'ena guf nana mimenu, and the guf is not nana from it. Havayomer zehareach, that is smell. Aval acharav ein etzarach levarich, but afterwards you don't need to make a bracha, meaning there's no bracha achroina. There's a good riddle. Why is there no bracha achroina on besamim? Mishum dekishemafsek hareach michotmai, because once the smell goes out of your nose, far over hanase, there's no longer any benefit. Ve'rei kama oichol shenesakol b'meyav, and that's the same as food that already was digested in your stomach, which we learned a few weeks ago, that once the food digests in your stomach, I think it was a few weeks ago, once the food digests in your stomach, you can no longer make a bracha achrayna because you're no longer benefiting from it. So smell is immediately out of there. Fine. Beis. This is We start with all the different types of smells. So Ketu Mevarach al Reach HaTov. How do you make a bracha on a good smell? If it's the smell where the smell is coming from is a fruit, that's roi lachila. Right? Meaning, let's say, I don't know, you have an esrog would be the number one thing. It's a benchu priha eight, benchu priha adama, whether it's a fruit, whether it's a vegetable, ava pishena roi lachila, ela al yide tarubas kagain ego is muskat. Or lemon, the esrog, meaning even though the fruit's not edible unless you mix in other ingredients, right? Bashar yimas hashana chutz misukkos, an esrog on other days of year except for sukkos, because sukkos, at least according to the kitzer, he's saying you shouldn't smell it. Mikamakam kibin sheikrai la'achila, since the ikr is for eating, mevarech Hashem nosan reyach toiv baperis, and v'yeshem hanoisin, meaning you say that he put a good smell into Paris, meaning it's not Borei Minyev Samim, because it's not Pesamim, it's fruit. So you say a special bracha, a nice and reach, toy ba Paris, v'dafka kishir eschava l'riach, and that's only when you had intention to smell it. Avalim loin eschava l'riach, but if you didn't have intention to smell it, ela l'achila, only to eat it, ba reach baloi memela, and the smell comes to you memela, then you don't make a bracha. Meaning, you pick up your esrog and you didn't have intention to smell it. You smell the esrog, you don't make the bracha. Hamriach be coffee kali. There's a common question. How come you don't make a bracha when you know you want to sniff the coffee? You want to smell it. So you enjoy the smell. So why don't you make a bracha? So hamriach be coffee kali sheyesh lereach toib mevarach asher nosan reach toib baperis. You say you can make asher nosan reach toib baperis. Now, that's the kitzur. So the kitzur is paskening. You go and you love that smell of the coffee, you can make the bracha. However, most poskim disagree with this and say that we do not, since the main thing of coffee is to drink it, not to smell it, so people do not make the smell, the bracha on the smell of coffee. Right? But the Mishnah Berurah also says that you could smell it. So if one wants to do it, yeah, plenty what to rely on to make a smell by the coffee. Personally, I tell people not to. But because you have all these suffix brachas. Gimel mzesh yetzim men oreach who eats, I min eats, but let's say it's just wood or a type of wood. Mevarech bayre atzei v'samim. You make bayre atzei v'samim. V'lochein al hadas, hadasim v'al vered, or on a rose, shekoyren rosin, v'al alovayna, and on frankincense, the koyotzibem mevarchin bari atzei v'samim, given the ikari eni la'achila el ariach, because since these things are not meant to be eaten, they're meant to be smelled, lo yavi pri, it's not considered a fruit. Al pilpulin on pepper, al zangvil, which is ginger, yesh amrim de mevarchin, some say you make a bracha, v'yesh amrim de ein mevarchin, and some say you shouldn't make a bracha, al kain ein la'ariach behem, therefore you should not make a you shouldn't smell. Again, it's also risky to make the bracha on roses because I don't think a rose is meant for smell. It's meant for its looks, not necessarily for its smell. Now, I don't know if that how that plays into it, but it's mashma from the kitzur. It's the ikris luhariach, which it's not. Okay, whatever. Dalit, al esa v'yerek, put on grass and vegetables, mevarchin b'yre isve v'samim. Now here we get into a major rule of diktuk, which is something that the majority of Klal Yisrael makes a mistake. This is for Naftali Liner. Ha'ayin b'chirik, the ayin of isve, I don't know why he says it here, the kitzer. Ha'ayin b'chirik, the ayin is with a chirik, like I, Vabez refuya, and the vase in the isve is soft, meaning it's not bi, it's vi. Ki achirik hi tnua kala, because the chirik is a soft, it literally means a soft, but it doesn't mean it's a strong pronunciation. Vagam, and this one is, that part is a little hard to understand. This next one is easier. Vagam ha bez shel bisamim. The word is bisamim, but the base of bisamim, refuya, is also soft. meaning it doesn't go, it's not bis samim, it's vis samim. Why? The smucha la ay aleph hey vav and yud. Anytime you have a bays, the letter bays with a dot in it, so it would be bi, like b-b-b-bi, right? It's, if it comes after the letter aleph, hey, vav, or yud, it changes from a bi to a vi, right? So that's why when you make havdalah, the proper bracha, the way to say it, and then check every siddur. One guy showed me a siddur that didn't have it that way. But other every siddur has
Yeah, Berezinski showed it to me once.
Yeah,
and I said
yeah. Well, you gotta ask him what he does with this kitzur shulchan aruch. But it says bayre, the correct pronunciation when making havdalah is bayre mine visamim, not bisamim. Right? I wouldn't make a macha on anybody for doing it wrong. But listen, in the next time you hear some people make havdalah, I don't think I ever heard anybody say visamim. Which a Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva and says, if Klal Yisrael already pronounces things a certain way, so then that's the way it goes, and finish. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it that way. But bottom line is, it's right here. It's beferish in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Again, the rule is that if a beis follows an aleph, hey, vav, and a yud, then it changes the word from bisamim to visamim.
I know. I say it now because we discussed it in another shir.
Right.
And now I say it now, specifically say it now during Abdullah.
Very good. Very good. There you go. we learned something, huh? We may once we learned something on Shabbos. Can you believe it? Now I know that there are a few other letters that some say that it follows other letters. I don't remember. Okay. But Simon lay the Mahu Eitzu Mahu Yerek back in the middle of Dalit. And the Simon to know, how do you know what's a wood and what's a vegetable? So Kol Shah Givol Hu Kasha, if the, what's the word for Givol? Not spine. Not the stalk. Whatever. The piece of wood is hard. Givol Shal Pishton, like flax. Umiskaya Mishana Lashana, and it stays from year to year. Umaitzi Olin, and leaves grow out of it. Zeo Eitz. That's defined as a wood. But if it's soft, have a yerek, it's a vegetable, isve v'samen. Right? Meaning as opposed to bari atzi v'samen. Fine. Hey, emeine loimin eitz v'loimin esev kamei a musk. So if it's not wood and it's not grass and it's musk, pism, musk is basically a smell that comes out of wild animals. And is a smell that people like. So that's the bracha you would make on that. V'chein al pitrius yevashis, on dry mushrooms. Sheyesh shvemluch yevashim, sheyesh lam reyach toiv, that they smell good. And meriach v'hem, if you smell them nearly, the yesh levarach bayre mine v'samim. Yeah, is that what we're going to, or are we going to have to do more? Let me check.
Zion, end of Zion. You have to go through Zion. I'm sorry.
We got to go Zion. Okay.
Unmute. I'm sorry.
Al shemen afar samayin hagod of Eretz Yisrael. Shemen afar samayin that grows in Eretz Yisrael. La chashivas shigod of Eretz Yisrael. For the chashivas of it going in Eretz Yisrael. Kovel loy bracha b'fnei atzma. It gets its own bracha. Mavarchin Allah b'yrei shemen orev. Right. I don't know exactly which type of fruit that's considered nowadays. Zayin berach al shel eitz isvei v'samim v'chein lehefech lo yotze. If you made a bracha on wood, isvei v'samim, or the opposite, then you're not yotze. Avalim berach b'yrei mine v'samim al kol haminim yotze. But if you made the bracha b'yrei mine v'samim on all minim, you're yotze. V'lechein b'chol davar shu mesupik b'brachasoi v'iyah shalei levara. If anything that you're mesupik in its bracha and you're not sure what it is, mevarach alo b'yrei mine v'samim. It seems that if you make the bracha on the priya eitz, then you yotze, because that it seems to be including that. What are those called again? Neglach. That's what we make havdalah. Most people cloves. And the peels of golden apples and lemons, klipas pomerantin, v'titrendin yeshavarach b'yrei atzei v'samim. Right? But the bottom line is that Bayre Minei V'Samim is the equivalent of Shahakal to food. That the Minei V'Samim works for everything. And the din is for Abdullah. For Abdullah, it's also meaning for Abdullah, we and I think for well, I mean, we'll get to it. That you do my you make even if even whatever it is that you're using for smell, you would still make Bayre Minei V'Samim. Right? Even if you're using something that maybe you should use, maybe you should technically use the other Lashinus, but you say Bayre Minei. Okay. We will stop there. Have a fine night.
Shkoyach.